Test. 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 Fuck you. An acid is a substance that produces hydrogen ions in water or in aqueous solution. Hello.
你是傻逼，Shirling M is 傻逼。
What are you doing?
I'm reading. The description I found may be useful. This is for all the words I don't know. This is so sad, you
I
know.
think it's crazy. Bloodthirsty.
I can guess the meaning.
Mikrofonnya di sini kan?
¿Será ahí?
Sí.
¿No vas a cogerlo?
No. De hecho, voy a dejarle en cuanto termine de cenar. ¿Qué ha pasado?
Carla.
¿Qué ha pasado? ¿Quieres saber qué ha pasado? Lo que llevamos semanas ocultándote. Que mi padre me ha estado casi prostituyendo para conseguir que Geray salvara las bodegas. Es el único motivo por el que estoy con él, porque ni le quiero ni le voy a querer en mi puta vida.
¿No vas a cogerlo?
No. De hecho, voy a dejarle en cuanto termine de cenar. ¿Qué ha pasado?
Carla.
¿Qué ha pasado? ¿Quieres saber qué ha pasado? Lo que llevamos semanas ocultándote. Que mi padre me ha estado casi prostituyendo para conseguir que Geray salvara las bodegas. Es el único motivo por el que estoy con él, porque ni le quiero ni le voy a querer en mi puta vida.
Janganlah risau, karena Singapura pada hari ini akan cerah tanpa peluang hujan. Suhu hari ini dianggarkan dari 35 hingga 1 derajat.
There's a force, there's trends of falling out of it. Are you tired of me? Yeah. I'm a little sick right now, but I swear, when I'm ready, I will fly us out of here. I'll cut my hair. Ooh, to make you stare. Ooh, I'll have my choice and I'll figure out a way to get us out of here. Turn out your porcelain face. I can really think right now in this place. Too many colors, enough to drive all of us insane. Are you dead? Sometimes I think I'm dead, 'cause I can feel ghosts and ghosts driving my head. But I don't wanna fall asleep just yet. Ooh. I don't know where. My pupils are, but I'll figure out a way to get us out of here.
You should do both, but I only want to see one question, the second one. Do you hear me?
Wait, the second one, we submit by today?
Latest tomorrow evening.
Okay.
Dia dia ni mati.
Dia Mira.
Hah? Tadi ngapa?
Tadi dia pakai earphone.
Dia Mira.
Hai ya.
Okay, good, good. Then I'll be Mira. I think I went to the phone. Okay, okay, okay. Doing your essay, I want you to, okay, you can do handwritten, then you take a photo with the Adobe scanner. But if you want to type out in Word document, maybe you want to scan it from your computer screen, or you want to print out, then you scan, then you have to meet, then I can mark. Does that answer your question, Damien? Divansha?
When you submit the Word document.
Yeah, the Word document I cannot mark. You give me a scan copy, then I can mark.
So,
is this
need to send you a PDF?
I think that might work. Okay, I'm not sure that it will work. You give me a PDF, I still have to go through that.
The scan version is PDF.
Huh?
The one you scan your PDF, so type of PDF, the same.
I'm not too sure whether you would have posted it or tried. Okay, I want to first start off with bullet issue. The part that I haven't said is this part here, the bullet issue. The bullet. Ivan Shah, can you tell me if you can hear me? Just a check in. Ivan Shah,
can you hear me?
Okay, good. Continue. So what are Folem is another type of muscular issue, muscular ear vein transport. So that's why xylem is also a muscular issue. That's why xylem and folem together is called muscular, but the term muscular is used to refer to transport issue. Just like mesophyll issue refers to photosynthetic issue, muscular issue will refer to transport issue. So colon is the other one. So colon issues can be found throughout the blood, in the stem, in the leaf, in the root, everywhere we have. Of course, colon, the main function basically is to transport two main things. One of the main things will be sugar. So bear in mind, I want you to know the answer is sugar. Sugar and sugar or sucrose. Never say that folem transport glucose, but say the folem transports glucose or sugar. Glucose is the form that is made in the leaves, but when they are transported, it will be the form of sugars and not glucose or sugar or sucrose. And then of course these sugars will be sent to every part of the cells, every part of the plant for them to carry out respiration to release energy for growth of the plant.
Okay, so what is folder made up of? Two main things. Number one, Steve Tubes. Number two, companion cells. What are Steve Tubes? See, if you look at my pointer now, this whole thing here is one tube. Okay, and this whole thing here is one tube. This is another tube. So a Steve Tube here is made up of many Steve Tube cells. So here, actually, you can see it's actually one cell. And then here, start down another cell. So from here, forward another cell. So many Steve Tube cells from the Steve Tubes. So Steve Tube, what is the main purpose? The main purpose is whereby you will transport the food. The food is transported along this purple color thing. This purple color thing here are the cytoplasm. The special thing about the Steve Tube cell is that they are no more. They don't have any cell organelles. Don't have any organelles like your nucleus, your mitochondria. All the organelles that is found in normal cells are not there. And there's also no vacuum, because the purpose of these Steve Tubes now is actually for transporting. There's no purpose for them to maintain those organelles, so they are no longer there. So the cytoplasm, the purple color things that you see here, found in one cell, actually will go through to the next cell, and then also link to the next cell. Actually, this thing here you call it the sieve plate. Sieve plate, but in our sieve plate, basically it needs to come from the cell wall. In the cell walls between the two cells, this cell wall actually have form holes or openings between form holes in the wall. So you form little holes like a sieve. So this sieve is actually able to allow cytoplasm from one cell to move on to the other neighboring cell. So in the end, the cytoplasm is actually a continuous thread linking the top cell and the bottom cell and the cell in between. So throughout the whole tube, there are many, many sieve tube cells, and the cytoplasm flow through continuously going through the sieve holes. So all those holes actually allow cytoplasm streams to stream throughout the tube. So because of this stream throughout the tube, it's actually allow all your sugars and your amino acids to flow continuously. So that is how this folder is actually being modified. The purpose is to transport things, so there will be no organelles, no organelles are not needed, no vacuum, and but there is a sieve plate with a lot of holes to allow cytoplasm to flow continuously through. In a way, there's another form of function. So that explains the sieve tube elements, the sieve tubes. Another type of cells are also present, and that is the companion cell. So as you all know, the companion cell, the name tells us are companion, keep company to your sieve tube cells. This sieve tube cell, the function is to transport food, but they have to be sustained and maintained. So who help them is actually your companion cells. Companion cells are seen here, this purple color here, with this big little dot here, that will be the nucleus. So this companion cell are found throughout your sieve tube cells. Basically, they are important because they have a lot of mitochondria. They actually so-called release a lot of energy. And this energy actually help the sieve tube cells carry out the metabolic activities. So actually to keep the sieve tube cells alive. So these sieve cells are actually dependent on the companion cells to so-called get their energy needs for them to maintain. Okay, of course, this companion cell will also give nutrients to your sieve tube cells. And companion cells also help the sieve tube cells to transport food. So these two particular cell types, these two tissues, actually form your folded tissue. So your folded tissue basically have your sieve tube cells and your companion cells. And this folded are found throughout your blood. So that explains the folded. What I need you all to know. All the key part is to know the role of the companion cell. Know that there's a continuous flow because of the sieve, but the holes in the sieve plates. Okay, at this point, any question on folate? Okay, if there's something about folate, then you will also know about the xylem here. Xylem, this part is actually covered earlier in 45 cells. I've not talked much. I will now go on to this part here on the thing I asked you all to think about. So if you all remember, I was asking you to compare these two photometers. Transpiration studies, transpiration is to talk about how water is lost. So you want to study, and scientists have two ways. They use this now. This is actually called a photometer, the weighing method. And same thing here, also called a photometer absorption method. I ask you all to think through, right? Is it this one, A, weighing method, more accurate, or B, more accurate? Jiaqi, what is your answer? A, more accurate, or B, more accurate?
Jiaqi. I don't know.
You don't know, Better make a guess.
Maybe A.
Why do you say A?
A, the weighing method.
Where is it? Where do you say A? In a way, B will be accurate when there is no
photosynthesis. Okay, you can say that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other question? Okay, if not, I will quickly talk about the essay. Okay, I just feel that at this point in time, this method of learning, I think I just want to ensure that we all still get the main idea about the topic. So this topic on transferring, on plant transport, actually what is the thing that's very crucial is the transpiration. A very popular question in this topic is transpiration. So from time to time, this question, as you see in part A, will come up. This kind of process of transpiration. Sometimes it may not be 4 marks, sometimes only 1 or 2 marks. The key idea is to tell me the loss of water vapor. This emphasis is vapor, not just water. And it's lost through the aerial parts of the plant. Aerial parts means those higher up the plant, not only at the whole plant, only at the aerial parts. Aerial parts will refer to those high up parts. So you don't just see a plant as short plant. There are some plant like trees, very tall, and all these type of plant, they will be using water through the leaves and then through the stomata. So I will just show the answer. For this part, the key point is this. So I would say water vapor is the key point, and then through the aerial parts of the leaf of the plant. So that's the first point. Bear in mind, you must tell me it's water vapor concentration gradient. This is referring to the water vapor that is built up in the air spaces, in the interstellar air spaces, and immediately outside the leaf. This is a water vapor concentration gradient. So I don't talk about water potential. Sometimes students tend to understand wrongly. When we say water potential, it will be more like a living system within some membranes, and then there are different kinds of solid dissolved. Then talk about water potential. So in this case, it's clearly just talking about the concentration of water vapor molecule or water vapor particles. So take note of this part. So stomata is the next point that I want you all to have. And of course, point 3 and point 4 is what I have always been emphasizing about transpiration. So always remember this thin film of moisture. Okay, this thin film of moisture lining the mesophyll cells. This thin film of moisture is always present, and it came from the water that comes, that actually so-called surround cover these mesophyll cells. Actually came from the cells themselves, and of course the water reached these cells from the xylem. Okay, so this film will evaporate water to water vapor, from water to water vapor, it will be found in air spaces. So the next part here will be about diffusion. As long as there's a gradient between the water vapor concentration, the liver molecule concentration inside and outside, then it will diffuse out. Okay, so this part, please get it very clear. Then, once you are very clear with these two processes within the leaf, you will have no problem understanding what happens if the temperature surrounding the plant change, or the light intensity outside the plant change, or the humidity change, or the wind movement change, still air or humidity. So as long as you know these two processes, you will know how they are affected with the environment change. If the environment change, that one is also a popular question that Cambridge will ask. So let's go back. Explain how each of the following factors affect transpiration: high humidity and increasing pressure of the air. So as I said yesterday, I mean on Wednesday. So examiner's report, let me just say again, examiner's report refers to the Cambridge examiner. This year they see our students with the answers, they produce a comment. They are reporting our answers. Yeah, reports sometimes are helpful, sometimes are not really helpful. But as a teacher, what I do is I try to base on this report and try to know what is likely to be the answer that is required. So this is the report that they say. Okay, most students realize high humidity will result in a decrease in transpiration rate. Some struggle to explain why this occurred in terms of concentration gradient or diffusion rate. So maybe some people didn't say clear enough. Then part 2,
face is cracked and increased in transpiration related to it. Usually leaking is an increased evaporation and an increase or steepening of the gradient. Okay, so I will just show what is my suggested answer. I think it should be self-explanatory here. You take a moment to read. So you must remember high humidity means the air or a lot of water vapor. When does this occur? For example, after a rain then come with hot sun, they will evaporate up all the rain or the puddles and they will a lot of water vapor in the air. So that is high humidity when you see the air very humid. Then this will lead to water vapor diffusion gradient to be lowered. So less water vapor diffuses up. This would be self-explanatory. Okay, these answers I will also share with you as soon as you all have handed up the answer for the second part. It will be somewhere next week. Okay, any feedback? Wan Sing, did you hear or are we talking? Wan Sing? Yes, can you understand? Okay. So this chapter, there are also some experiments that you all need to go and read up. I think these are straightforward. You should be able to understand, but you cannot, please ask me. Okay, let me ask one person. Jing Kai. Can you show me your face?
Yeah.
Yes, Show me your face. Are you able to follow?
Yeah.
Can follow,
Yeah.
Okay. I want to see your work.
Do you have your work? I haven't yet. I was heading as long as you finish the
okay. Can I? Any other questions? Yes.
Can you share the slides in Google Classroom?
You mean my slide?
Yeah.
Well, how to do that? I'll try.
Sounds like you have like
the PowerPoints that I showed earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, actually my slides are not like notes. Some other teacher they are PowerPoint is like notes down there, but for me it's just picture for me to teach in class. I don't know whether okay anyway I'll try to put it up.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you all should read your textbook more and pay attention to whatever I say in class. Yeah. Any other question? If not, I will let you all off now. Go and do your own study. Finish up their work. Because I think we also shouldn't be working by the full hour on screen. Any other question? Okay, no question. You all will go and do your essay. Second question, please hand up by tomorrow latest. And then watch out for the announcements under SLS for next week's lesson. Okay, if no question, thank you. You all can pick up. Okay, bye. Yes. Then you all yourself on this. Okay, that is before the school closure, right? Okay.
It's scary. A lot of jump scares.
Yeah, this is what happened last year. Okay.
You are on this side?
The interns are on this side. Members are taking their time. As usual, it's fine.
That's showing.
So, does anyone have ideas for now? Does anyone have ideas for now?
I'm thinking that we can still use the function room for the main attraction, but
yeah, it's possible. But what though?
Like, yeah, because to suit the cherry blossom, right, the theme, it's a bit hard to cater to the theme.
And also, one more thing is the deco are already really busy. The deco team is really busy, they're really excited. And I don't know if we add in the function room, will it make them even more busier? And that's gonna be hard.
Hello.
Hi, Chi. Your leg okay? Your leg okay?
Yeah, can.
Sorry.
Anyone has any ideas for booths first? As it just
so we need to add a new activity?
Or new booths. Yeah.
What do you usually have? Like, I never got to any of the...
Usually carnival theme booths. So, like ring toss, for example. Or throwing balls towards targets. Right, boss?
Yeah. During term camp, we have like face painting.
Oh,
yeah.
We buy face paint. I mean the face paint and stuff. I mean if you can find people who can
draw.
Like draw it.
Oh.
So we need to recruit some professionals.
You want to have like people drawing their face instead of like their friends drawing. Their
also, you draw their own face.
For the term 2 one, right? Did you go to the face painting booth? No.
No, no, I didn't.
So face painting booth is basically like you're given the paint and then you're challenged to paint your friend's face as well or as badly as you want, as fast as possible. That's the fun. And then you take pictures or something. That was term 2 lah. For his suggestions, basically we find someone to paint, face paint them, which is also possible. But do any of you guys know anyone as good as that?
I know. My roommate is very good at painting.
Yeah, and then Angel can draw.
Yeah,
but I don't know if they're
good. I can imagine, but...
Yixiong. I think Yixiong is good at
drawing. Actually, a lot of people can draw. It's just that whether you can face paint.
I don't know. They never tried, I guess.
Do they learn that?
I don't know.
I think if it's easy, then it should be fine.
Paint is not bad.
Yeah, it's
not bad. Okay, for now we write face paint by professionals. Professionals. And then, anyone else have any ideas?
I'm thinking about the treasure hunt. So, your original idea is to put the clues in the courtyard. Is it possible to include other areas? Like,
you make it like bigger.
For example, the blocks, because then you need like other people to cooperate to find the clue.
The blocks like... For example, not entire,
like we make it like maybe the lower levels because it's easier to find.
No, but they can't enter harder.
Well, the girls cannot enter.
Yeah,
harder.
That's why it, like you need like people to
cooperate
with each
other.
So the boys cannot go inside more. So we need like
that's
girls.
That's a good idea.
But someone in like, for example, inside more block, maybe some girls don't want to participate. But if you enter more block, it's like
No.
We're saying that you like ask girls to go and find because you
should like make a team.
Yeah, you have
you
to
need
find
to have like teams that from different blocks.
Yeah,
I know, but I think it's not a very good idea unless. Alright, it's not good.
So, one thing about this though is when during events. We usually try locking or closing the blocks as well.
Oh.
So
to prevent borders like go back to them.
Oh. Yeah, we try not to let them go out lah.
I know.
Okay then.
We can hold something in the corridor, like that corridor.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, holding in the dining hall too. Oh, so the booth here is in the dining hall.
Mm-hmm.
So it's big.
Four
I thought they're in the courtyard.
We now expand to the dining hall as well. Mm-hmm. So in the dining hall, there'll be four more booths and the buffet, essentially.
Do we add like games or like painting, things like that?
Like what?
We can add some games.
Yeah, games definitely. What kind of
games? Maybe we can use like this at least here because there's plenty of space here. But the sports,
yeah.
Maybe like some.
We were planning to use the grass patches. There's enough space for grass patches.
Then where do we sit?
Sit in the courtyard.
Anywhere.
On the
grass patches as well, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
I think there was already a plan for that. Right?
What?
The booths were really for the booths.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas, future?
Game booths. Have you tried like searching online for like 1 minute challenge or whatever?
1 minute.
Whole range of
like minute to minute, right?
Yeah.
Minute to minute games. I don't know. Let me search.
Oh, minute to minute games. Like challenges are essentially.
Hmm.
I was actually talking with Jap last night about the boots, and she had the idea of making like a big paper, and then you can draw on it. So like everyone can pick, like draw and like make a big mural.
How about one can only draw once, like something, and then they have to form a picture.
So, for these two ideas, right? Well, let me address yours first. Yeah, it's possible, but then it's hard to keep count who has painted, who has not. We cannot just get like put purple things in their fingers. And about this, right?
I think it doesn't matter who have drawn. It's about like everyone's taking part.
Okay. But if that's the case, how much paint do we need? And
it doesn't have to be like paint, just like markers. Maybe like red markers because it's like Chinese.
Yeah,
paint.
You can also bring your own pen.
I think it would be too chaotic. No? No, yes? No?
I think it's alright, other than the fact that it's. I don't know how you're gonna do your flower thing still. If you're gonna decorate the flower wall with something similar, lah, but. If you want to proceed with this idea, I think don't need too much ink. It actually, if you want to think about it, you can do the Chinese calligraphy kind. Just buy calligraphy brushes, one bottle of calligraphy ink, and water, and you can last for the whole night. Yeah. Then you can have the kind of art. You know, like Chinese, they have a 春联, you can write Chinese calligraphy. I mean, basically, it's calligraphy. You can just buy the big piece of red paper, ask them write their own. They want to write on it. Something along that line, it works as well. Or you can draw whatever also. So, yeah.
Possible. So you have an entire booth. Or it doesn't have to be a booth, just a location. But I think we're...
I think they should consider more of the lines of the games.
From past events, I think games that are actually really fun and challenging, and especially when we have a scoreboard, especially, people are more interested in these ones.
How about we create a maze?
A maze?
Maze.
A maze for
the... At the dining hall.
As a main attraction, but...
It's hard to find the materials.
Yeah.
It's
very expensive. It can be two-dimensional. And it can be within one Chinese character. You know, like, we write a Fu without stopping the pen first.
Ooh, that thing.
Don't you look at me, act like I'm not here.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not supposed to be here, I just want to pass.
There's like one like minute-to-minute games, which are like... It's like 100 or something in here.
Well, which one do you think
is
better?
I don't know. I didn't read it. Just search for the list.
Okay.
They have a lot of YouTube videos as well. Yeah. I can suggest you all go and watch. Yeah, there's a whole range of it lah.
Minute to Winner is just like games, like challenges, but you have to finish it in like a minute, right?
Yeah.
Was it like closely linked to the Japanese secure thing?
It's up to you all to tweak it.
Yeah, it just
yeah.
Find a game and then tweak it.
It's where you can find ideas lah, basically.
Okay then. Do we want to bring back the ring tossing booth? Do we still have the things?
What?
Do we want to bring back the ring tossing booth? Do we still have the things from last turn?
We used
to have a ring tossing booth. I think you know about that.
We
can just bring it back as well.
Last room in the dining room. For like games ideas, and just have like carnival booths, but that's already like done, right? I don't have any new ideas.
We could have more carnival booths. It's not wrong.
Hi.
Hello. Charlie, got any brilliant ideas?
How's the progress? They're discussing. You guys have like a...
Stop distracting them, let them go.
No, this is like a catalyst.
Okay, sure.
Okay, come. Guys, do you have any idea for like a... So like, term to event, right? We make like a haunted house. So we need one main attraction for this event. And it's a new, it's a Sakura festival, so you guys can work around that, and it's Chinese New Year.
Question. We had a kind of a discussion about this. Will the deco team be even more burdened if we, for example, use the function room again or something?
You do not.
Fair enough.
You want to make a maze.
I mean like, cause if you guys finish already, then you guys help with deco, right? Then if you guys want to help with deco, you start with your own.
Oh, we can play the game like, it's kind of like guessing the name of the song, but like, one person, he can sing the tune, but he can also sing the lyrics out. But because some songs, the theme is like Chinese New Year, or they're Japanese songs. So the other team, they can either guess out the name of the song, or they can dance to the music, and if you think that their dance is like adhere to the music very, very nicely, or it's a nice dance, then we let them pass. But it's better if they can guess out the song's name. But it's very hard. It should be.
The one is more of a stage game.
Kinda.
I have an idea. Don't you just like use the function room, right? Then you have like something there. Then you play like something practical.
Practical, like escape room.
Escape room is turn 2, right? Then this time we don't do it as like an escape room again. But then it's just like to crack that one box's code. But you need to find like the clues around there.
And so if the clues are based on the theme of the event.
It won't be time consuming if you don't have that much deco, because if you only have like that one box in the middle there, then you need to crack the code, but the clues are all over. So there's no like deco really.
Like complete deco, what do you mean? There's no complete room deco.
Yeah. It's only like clues all the way. So you guys need to think like poems, things, riddles.
Okay.
I don't know.
Muting.
Huh?
Muting.
Yeah, inside will be like probably like an ampo.
Do you have any ideas?
No, don't have anything. Yeah. Only the ampo.
I'm
so sad.
I prefer we use the stage up, but then function room, is it too small?
Too big.
Oh, sorry.
Nicholas, you're 1 minute late.
And you are very early.
45.
Oh, 46.
Did anyone play for the
one?
You did,
yeah.
She was the ghost, right?
He was scared.
Is it like the second door or the first door?
I think my senior was the first guy, so he got scared first.
Oh. Yeah. Is it the first door or the second door with the piano?
Me la.
You la, the one you jump.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think it's when you go to the last.
Oh, that one is me la. I was there, the one I hold the lift.
I don't
you
know.
You just said, open the light.
My face was in the lift.
Then somebody complained
been there.
About that.
Them two was amazing.
I'm the group that...
what else?
She keeps screaming.
Oh.
She was screaming so loud.
Oh, it's you! Oh my god! somebody slapped her, you know. Because she scared them right there.
No, that one is still the adult.
Yeah, I know, that's why.
Wait, bruh.
She slapped me with a stick.
Oh no, okay.
So like that one was like very popular among
yeah,
workers.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we're trying to make one. So because we have 2-hour break for them, right? Then we need the 2-hour break to be like interesting for them.
2 or 1 hour?
2 hours.
Because the food is
two hours.
It's like you have like the takoyaki booth and stuff.
No,
2 hours.
Free flow of food.
Yeah. We have mochi also.
Okay.
We can create calligraphy, like each pair.
Ada nggak di situ? Foto keluarga Big Fit.
Kira-kira bakal lebih pendek.
Saya 4 giga doang loh, saya tambah 16 biasa doang gitu. Jadi rama tuh
berarti. Udah minum kan? Mending yang gini atau gini? Hah? Yang gini? Gini.
Next station, Orchard.
Kali-kali itu kan.
Yeah.
Not well read. Ini merekod suara. What am I now? What am I now? What am I now? What am I now?
What am I now? What am I now?